Today's daf is Bava Basra Kuf Mem Dalet. As we continue through Misha Meis, heading our way for another Be'ez Hashem about a month and a half till we get to Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is the Siyamon Bava Basra and the Haschala of Sanhedrin, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, but now we take it as we always do, day by day, as our travel through Shas, one car at a time. The train's going, but one car at a time, and today's car is Kuf Mem Dalet in Bava Basra, Baruch Hashem. Here we go. Says the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Gimel on the base. Hiniach talking about a Shriv Mira, as much of this parak is about. Hiniach Banim Gedolim Uktanim. Let's say somebody left boys, children, older boys, and younger boys. And before splitting up the property, the older ones appreciated and worked some of the property. If the gedolim involved themselves in the tfusas habayis, in what is belongs to the estate, so then the profit is split up amongst all of them. It goes to the middle. Rashbam says v'yitzlu ketanim kegedolim. Right, and the ketanim can take. As we will see, this has to do with the. This is only true in a case when the nechassim appreciate basically by themselves, from themselves, and therefore it's split up. If the older ones did something that had to do with themselves privately, so we'll see in the Gemara that they get to take the profit. But im amru, but if the gedolim said before they start, re'u ma she'iniach abba, see what our father left us. This is exactly the amount, and therefore do the math. And even though we didn't split it up yet, do the math, see what portion is yours. So then, Harianu Ofsimoch, then we're going to work on it, then we're going to eat from our own profits. So then they could, their mashbiach and their appreciation and profit goes to themselves, if they make that declaration. Similarly, V'chein Ha'isha, She'ishbicha es hanachasim, V'ishbicha la'emsa. A woman who, the almana, right, is working and dealing with the properties. So anything that, any profit that occurs is generally split up equally amongst her and the Yarshim. Im Amra, but if she says, Ruma Shiniach li Bali, Hareni Osa Vocheles, see what my husband left me, and I am working at it, and I want to be the receiver of my own profits. So Shmichalatzma, again, that would work. As long as a declaration is made before the parties start being involved, they have the right. I'm going to work, so therefore I want to get the profit. Amr of Chaviva Berei de Rav Yosef, Berei de Rava, Mishmei de Rava. So Rav Chaviva, the grandson of Rava, said in the name of his Zeda. Right? He quoted his grandfather. Lo shanu ala sheshibchu nechasam achmas atzman. This is only, when do we say that it's hiniach hishbichu la'emsa, that it's split up equally, as we just said. That's only if the nechasam themselves appreciate. Maybe the price goes up. Maybe there's a demand for it because there's a shortage. Whatever it is, the price goes up, and therefore that appreciation is split up equally. Aval shibchu nechasam achmas atzman. So what did I just say? Lo shanel shibchu nechasam achmas achasam. If they only appreciate based on they themselves the property. Aval shibchu nechasam achmas atzman ishbichol atzman. But if one of the priorities, if the older siblings involve themselves, so then they get it. Aini, is this really true? V'yamar Rabbi Chanina afilu lo hiniach lahem avihem ela udaine haschar laemsa. But don't we have a statement of Rabbi Chanina who says even if their father only left them an udaini? What's an udaini? So Rashi says Rashbam says it's a pit with a cover. Bor v'kisuyo. Right, a be'er is a natural well. A bor is somebody digs. Somebody digs a well. Somebody digs a well. I want to imagine the old-fashioned garbage cans. We have the garbage can in the ground, and then you have a cover on top of it. That's like an udaini. Right, it's a bor and it's covering, and it's filled with water. So even if the father only left them that, aschal emsa, and the assumption is that the udaini machmas atzmahu is an udaini machmas atzmo, that it's itself. Parties don't have to do the parties have to do work in order to get the water out and hire workers to deal with the bar. So you see, it's machmas atzman, it's not machmas hanachasim, and yet it's split up equally. Answers the Gemara. So the problem is, right, we just said that when do you split it up equally? When they do the work. But if You know, only when it's machpas achasam atzman that they appreciate because of a price change or because of a shortage. That's when it's split up equally. But if they work at it themselves, then they're entitled to the profit. So here we're saying, even if they work at it themselves, they're not entitled to the profit. So answers the Gemara, no. Shaini Udaini Dilim Tirusa Huda Avida. Lamaisa, what type of work do you have to do with an Udaini? It's such hard work. You have to watch it a little bit. So even little kids could do it. It's not like the gadolim did something amazing and we said, oh wow, you worked at it, you get the profit. Anybody could have done this. Even the ketanim, if you would have let them. So that's why we split it up in that case, la emsa. The Rashba says, what if you have babies in cribs? They couldn't have done it. So says the Rashba, low plug. It's just that this is the type of work this is. And that's why it's not considered Hishbichu La'atzman. Mistavra, says the Rashba, the afilu hayu ketanim mutalim ba'arisa, the inu gufayu lo mansi mintari, even though they themselves could not have watched it, amri bahu nami hachi. They still could say this. Delav l'shiurin itnu. Can't split up the words of Chazal to different cases. Ela kol sha malacha kala shaktanim ba'alma yecholim la'asosa hagdolim mochalin aleha. Any type of work that is so easy and so minor that the gdolim would be mochel, I'll do this, it's nothing, don't worry about it, it's fine. Right? Any type of attitude like that, so we say, it is not considered their own work, and therefore you split it up, la emsa. Right? The Ritva also expands on this line of his Rebbe, where he talks about any mitzvah kala, and then he says, v'chein b'chol esek, any type of business deal, kayotzibo, hanase b'klei abayis, o b'schores mimasu matan, shohay yecholom ha'peutos laso, come on, gdolim, it's not a problem. It's not a problem as long as the little kids, it's a very small type of malacha. That's not called avoda. Fine. But continue the Mishnah, that if the brothers or the wife said, look what our father left us, figure out the estate, and then we're going to do work, they have that right. They have that right. Story. Rav Safra shavak avu azuzay. Rav Safra was left some money by his father. Shaklinu, he took it. Avad behu iska, and he did some business with it. Asu achi tavu bedina kamei derava. His brothers, the other yarshim, brought him in front of a din Torah, in front of Rava. They said, "We want a portion." Amar lahu Rava said, "Rav Safra gavar abahu." Rav Safra is a great man. He's a great Talmud Chacham. Lo shavik girsei v'tarach la'achrini. He wouldn't have taken the money and be involved because he wants to make his whole family a prophet. He wanted to make himself a prophet. Obviously, we're not talking about Rav Safra. He's a great man. He does chesed too. But in this type of circumstance where he's doing business in order to make a living, the assumption is that he wouldn't have stopped his learning in order to go make a profit for somebody else. So it's as if he said, Re'u, the line in the Mishnah. See what I'm going to do? Even though he didn't say it, but because he's a big Talmud Chacham, that is why he must have been acting for his own benefit.
This was after his father died, he took the shot,
right? After his father died, yes.
And that's what the Mishnah is also saying?
Yeah, Mishnah, so
after they get their own portion.
They didn't get their own portion yet. This is before they divided it. It's still Tvusas HaBayis. Right, the Rashbam on the Mishnah said, first Rashbam on the Mishnah, Stam ba'odan betusas abayis. Right, I'm talking about it hasn't been split up yet. But they just say, look, check it out, because we're taking some of it now. So in that case, that's what we are talking about. Okay, so the case of Rav Safra, because he wouldn't have left his learning, explains the Yad Ramah, Kol Masav L'Shem Shamayim. Rav Safra was totally L'Shem Shamayim. V'lo tarach b'derech eretz elo l'kedei chayav. Right, what did he do? He made a living based on what he needed. Ki hechi delolitz tarech lemezone velivtel migirsei. So he wouldn't have to stop learning. See, he had a business, and whenever he made enough money, boom, he stopped. Avol mitrach la'achrini lo batel migirsei. But he wouldn't have done it for others. Right? This Chafetz Chaim owned a store, and he told his wife, whenever you make enough money for the day, for the week, close up. Right, give the money to the other storekeepers. Why? Because you don't want to take money from them. You only have to take what you need. You get enough money to buy for Shabbos. That's it. Close the store. He told his wife. That's the Rav Safra mentality. That mentality is only what is needed. Says the Nemuki Yosef. Right here on Daf Samach Zayin in the back. Madafi Arif, and nearly the Achshav Bismanenu Ein Anu Reuyin Vechashuvin Kerev Safra. We are not on the level of Rav Safra. The Dain Tserva Me Rabbanon Shavel LeDain Acherim She'enos Kin Kol Kach B'Talmud Torah. There's nobody in that category today, and even if somebody's sitting and learning, they're just like everybody else. There's no difference in halacha. V'chi Gavna Katzo Mefarshim Zal Gabe Chasan Pater Mikriya Shema. Right, the poskim say the same thing about a chasan who is pater from Kriya Shema, even though the Mishnah says that a chasan is not allowed to say Kriya Shema on the first night of his wedding. Why? Because he cannot have proper kavana. But the Mugi Yosef says, look over there. Which poskim? Tosfos. Tosfos there in Brachas, Naf Tezayin. What does Tosfos say? I think it's printed on Yudzayin. But what does Tosfos say? Or maybe Tesvav and Tezayin, I don't remember. But this is printed the daf after the way the Mishnah appears. Tosfos says there, Bizman Azeh, just the opposite. The Chasan has to say Kriya Shema. Why? Because if the Chasan doesn't say Kriya Shema, oh, I have kavana every night. Tonight, oyvei, I can't have kavana. I can't have kavana tonight. I'm not going to say Kriya Shema. Who could dare to say such a thing that they have kavana every single night? It says Tosfos 800 years ago. So just the opposite. Tosfos says today. Bizman Azeh, Chasan has to say Kriya Shema, because if not, it's yuhara the other way. It is as if a person is being arrogant the other way. So that's we don't have that. That level, says the Mukhi Yosef here, of a chasan pater mikriya shma, v'chein anyin pater mitvila b'harbi mekomos. And also many other places where the mi'ikir hadin, somebody who is what we call toraso umnaso, is pater from davening, in certain contexts, none of that applies b'zman hazeh, says the Mukhi Yosef 500 years ago, almost 600 years ago, and kol shekein, I might add, today, we don't have the status of toraso umnaso. So just first of all, regarding this halacha, do we pass on like the Nemugi Yosef here? Do we pass on like the Nemugi Yosef? So the tour in Hilchos Nachlas, in Reish Pei Zayin, the tour does not quote it. It does not quote it. The Beis Yosef does. Kasa Nemugi Yosef, he quotes on Nemugi Yosef, Achshav Es Badeinu, Ein Anu Reuyim, and the Beis Yosef just has five words. Ve'ein Dvarav Niren Liklal. I don't like the Nemugi Yosef in this context. Does he argue in all contexts? To check all the Beis Yosefs in Hilchos Kriya Shma, Hilchos Tefila, but I think he does pass like Bali Tosfos was there. Meaning Chasan does say Kriya Shma. All of those we quote. All same thing by Kavana. Kavana by Shmoneh Esrei. But the Avid, you don't have Kavana by Avos. You know, even if you say 10 times, we might not have proper Kavana. So all of those are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. But here, the Beis Yosef says, I don't like the Nemugi Yosef. The Darkei Moshe says, on this Beis Yosef, the Ramah, v'kfar kasafti b'yaredeya de'eno noeg b'zman hazeh din Talmud Chacham. I've already said in Yaredeya that the din Talmud Chacham is not noeg b'zman hazeh. So, is the Ramah arguing on the Beis Yosef? Is he adding on to the Beis Yosef? That is not 100% clear. That is a discussion in the Nosa Kalem on Shulchan Aruch. Because if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Pei Zayin, where this comes up, the Shulchan Aruch says, Im haya Talmud Chacham gadol she'eino meniach toraso sha'a achas, that never leaves his learning. Hare haschar shelo she'ein ze meniach toraso misasik l'tzorach achav. So, as the Beis Yosef argued on the Nemuki Yosef, he also rejects him l'halacha. Right? So, pas kezid shulchan aruch reish pei zayin siv beis, that this halacha of a Talmud Chacham does apply at least 500 years ago in the times of the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, not with regard to Nachla. No, this is only by Nachla. This is by Nachla. But by Tefillah and by Kriya Shema, I'm pretty sure that he does. He does quote the what Tosfos says Bizman Hazeh. But by Nachla, he says you could assume he's doing it for himself. Says the Sma Shadim and Yatoras Shah Achas Pirish Im Lo Sheyesh Lefan of Esek Laharviach Bo. This is a person who does leave his Torah for to make a parnasa. But if every other free second he goes back, that is somebody who is Taraso Umnaso. Because he's so stuck in Torah. And then he quotes what the Beis Yosef said, and he quotes what the Darkei Moshe says, and he just says, Mehatema de Lokasav B'Shulchan Aruch. He just wonders why the Ramah wasn't Masik here. Didn't the Rama argue? Whatever the Dakei Moshe comments, he's usually arguing. So the Piskei Tshuva here quotes the Chida. He says, no, the Rama's not arguing. He's just saying, look in your day. I also talk about this there. The difference between Bismana then and now. I'm a chad between different types of Talmidei Chachamim. But to say that it totally doesn't apply today, that's not what he is talking about. He's talking about masim, taxes, but says the machlokes in the Nosek Kalim, how to understand the Ramaz comment, but the Shulchan Aruch is clear, he rejects the Nemuki Yosef. Where else does this come up? Talmud Chacham has different dinim, so he quoted in Tefillah, he quoted in Kriya Shema. So just to mention one other context where it might come up, and it's important to know that it only comes up here and not elsewhere, and that is Shalashuddis. What does the Shulchan Aruch say about Shalashuddis? What does one have to have for Shalashuddis? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadik Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, not usual for the Shulchan Aruch to do this. Yehei Zahir Ma'od L'Kayim Seuda Shlishis. One should be very careful. He doesn't say Yizahir Ma'od to do many other things. Right, ma'od. Right, a few times the Torah writes ma'od, ma'od. Right, you have to be zahir. He writes it by ribbis. He writes it by arayas. He writes it by chole b'shabbos. The Sma puts all of them together in Choshe Mishpat. He writes it by shochad. Right, but those four cases, he writes ma'od, ma'od. But here the Shulchan Aruch says, be very careful to be mekayim shalashuddis. V'chachamein ebrosho, don't fill yourself up. What could you use for shalashuddis? So says the Shulchan Aruch, you have a couple of levels. First best level is to use bread. To use bread. Where is my Shulchan Aruch here? Here it is. Best to use bread. What's the next level down? Tzorach lasosa bapas. And we are the Chachila Jews. So that's what we have to do. Bread. And men and women. Doesn't matter who one is, and it doesn't matter which Shabbos of the year it is. It doesn't say, in the winter, then you can use this. But in the summer, zochilukim in halacha. Right? It just means you have to be more lishma and more chachamim in a barosho. But the Shulchan Aruch says best to use bread. Bidiyaved, mizonos. Bidiyaved, basar v'dagim. Bidiyaved, peris. That's it. So the Shulchan Aruch is flexible, but not so flexible. Right? He goes down to fruit. So one might have heard, you know, somebody's going to have a chavrusa between Mincha and Ma'ariv on Shabbos. Ah! Oh, I learned instead of shalashuddis. I learned in place of shalashuddis. You know, I'm a very spiritual guy. So therefore, I'm eating spiritual food during shalashuddis. Right? I'm learning. So one might have heard that in many shuls, there's a shir. But hopefully the Rav announces at the shir, this is the time that most people will come to the shir. If I do it before Mincha, they're not going to come. So this is what many people learn. But they should put in the shul bulletin every week, eat shalashuddis before Mincha. Why? Where is the shita? The shita is nowhere quoted in Hilchos Shabbos, l'halacha. It's not. The only place where is this shita quoted of learning instead of shalashuddis is quoted in Hilchos Erev Pesach Shechalios b'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, in that impossible context, how are you supposed to eat shalashuddis? You have to eat shalashuddis in the afternoon, but you're not allowed to eat matzah, you're not allowed to eat chametz. What are you supposed to do? So that is where the Magen Avraham quotes Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who used to learn instead of shalashuddis. Tarasso umnaso. Talmud Chacham. So the Shaila is, what about us? So first of all, that's not quoted in Hilchos Shabbos. It's only quoted in Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos, where it's impossible, and everybody's trying to figure out what to do. The Aruch HaShulchan there even has a fascinating suggestion. In Siman Taf Mem Dalet, he says there is no Chiv of shalashuddis that day. He says, after all, what are you supposed to do? The Itmi Ikara, then you have to have bread. You can't have bread, so you eat nothing. He's very Lushitaso, because he screams. He says, if you don't have bread, Asad Litin Esadin, in Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh. Everybody says you have bread. What are you not having bread for? So, the Aruch HaShulchan Lushitaso says, he's so stark about shalashuddis bread, so he says, by Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos, there is no Chiyav. He says, just like Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos. There is no Chiyav of shalashuddis. So too here, he says, there's no chiv of shalashuddis. Amazing comparison. But, so number one is that's not quoted in Hilchos Shabbos. It's just a kula to rely on in that impossible context. Number two, it's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Tarasso umnaso. We don't really have that status, b'zman hazeh. Even the Beis Yosef here in Hilchos Nachlas, who rejects it, you don't need Tarasso umnaso for this halacha. Somebody who's generally learning, he takes out some time to do business, you can assume that he's doing it for himself. But that's not like saying he's potter from a mitzvah. That we don't have his manaseh. So that is shalashudas we must be careful in. And if anybody says that excuse to us, ask them who quotes that in Hilchos Shabbos. Wonderful, you want to learn, amazing, have a chavrusa, eat shalashudas beforehand. Bring a roll to the shul, eat it while you learn. Whatever it is, we have to make sure that we're mizahir in this halacha. Okay, you didn't think you'd get shalashudas today. Okay, here we go. Let us continue. So same case. If a woman is involved in the nechasim, so it goes, unless she says otherwise, it's split up totally. Isha, but if they ask me, my avidita, what does she get? She doesn't get Yerusha. What is the woman doing with any of the properties? So we're talking about an Isha that is Yoreshes. So the Rashbam works out cases. What exactly is the case? Maybe she's yarshening her uncle and then her father died, or maybe we're just talking about Pashit, a case where the husband said, I want my wife to get a portion. I want my wife to be to Yarshan. So therefore, either case, you work it out where a woman is getting part of the Yerusha. Pshita, so the Gemara says, that's true, of course. What's the difference then between the first case and the second case? Ma'u detema, kiva delav, darka lamitrach. But still, you might say, since the woman is usually not the one who's osik in these matters, afagav delo parish, kamo de parish dami. So you might say, therefore, that if she's involved, she's less like the Talmud Chacham. It's very unusual. If she's doing it, it must be it's for herself. Kamash Malan, still we say, no. It's lav dafka for herself, and it goes la'emsa, unless she explicates. V'yam raru mashiniach li ba'ili, hareini oseva ocheles eshbicha la'atzma. But if she designates beforehand, then it goes to herself. Pshita, again pashit. Mahu de tema, kiva de shvichala milsa, da amri, katarcha kamayatzmi. Since people praise her very much, look at that wonderful woman taking care of the estate. She's so happy. She gets so much praise by doing this, working for the Yesomim. So maybe, achule achla, she's automatically mochelas. We could assume she's so happy to give it to the Yesomim. Because of the praise that she gets, she'll give it. And even though she said it, she didn't mean it. Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan. What's the Kamash Malan? What's the Kamash Malan? That she doesn't feel this way? She doesn't feel this way? Even though she gets the praise, it's not enough to make her be mochelas, or maybe this is relates to the sugya of, is there mechila belave? Is there mechila, she didn't say anything. So it's a dvarm shevelave. So is there mechila belave? So maybe that's the kamash blon. There's no mechila belave. Okay, period. Amar Bichanina. Hamesi isho l'bno gadol bibayis kna'o. Rabbi Chanina says, if a man marries his son off, and what happens? We've had this in the past, that a man generally builds his son the house for the wedding. And after the wedding, that's where he lives. Builds him a house. They didn't have houses like with 15 rooms in it. They had a one room, two room house. And so if he builds it for his son, his b'no gadol, so kna'o, the son automatically gets it. Says the Rashbam, fifth to last skinny line, takanta d'rabanani. It's takanta d'rabanan. Takanta d'rabanan, and it is one of the Hilchasa below time is, as we'll get to. The laws without reasons. Takana drabanan of a law without a reason, the bottom of today's Amud, we'll talk about it. But that's the case, that's the halacha. That if a man builds a house for his son, so then the son is koneh. Vidafka gadol, vidafka psula, but it only applies to his oldest son, and to a psula, first marriage, vidafka ishta rishona, and only this, not only a psula, and only the son's first wife. Because in all these cases, that's where we assume the simcha is great, and he's giving it to his son. And also, if he's been married before, maybe he has a previous house. V'davka she'asiyah rishon. And also only if he's marrying him off first. Why? Again, because all these cases, says the Rashbam, third to last skinny line, t'b'chiyai gavna, chaviv lei tfei, v'gamar u'makni lei. The simcha is just that much greater, and he's really has gemiras das to give it to his son. He'asiyah rishon. What does this remind you of? Right? Is that the minug? What if a younger child wants to get married before an older child? So generally the poskim say maker did it's okay, but they should ask rishus. Should ask rishus because of that. So rishus from the parent or from the older child. So usually we say it's from the older sibling, right? Even though, right, we're going against the quote unquote minug of lavan. Minog of Lavan. Learning halacha from Lavan. Lo yasakein b'mkomeinu. He tripped. He tricked Yaakov Avinu. So that is a major discussion that we've had before about learning halachas from before Matan Torah. Not just learning halachas from Matan Torah, but learning halachas from Rishayim. From Lavan. So we assume it's not from Lavan. But there are a number of sources related to that. But a number of Achronim point out that in the areas where we learn halacha from before Matan Torah, it's in the world of Midos. It's not really in the world of halacha. Regarding the world of halacha, we have the principle from Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel, Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. Once the Torah was given, halacha was renewed, and therefore we cannot learn halacha from before Matan Torah. The history of a mitzvah might be before Matan Torah, but the reason that a mitzvah is applicable for us is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu at our Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to us. Taryag mitzvahs, the Rambam writes in Chulin, Pirsha Mishnayos on Daf Kuf, that Hashem gave us Taryag mitzvahs at our Sinai, Chazal say. It doesn't say 606 with 7 from before. Taryag mitzvahs, number of Moshe Misinai, it's all Taryag, even the mitzvahs that existed beforehand, they were renewed at Har Sinai. But there are some ideas related to Midos that we learned from before Har Sinai, like this one. Give it to the child first. Zeriza Makdim and Lemitzvahs. Where do we learn Zerizas from? We learned that from Avram Avinu. Right, so again, Zeriza Makdim and Lemitzvahs. Midos type of ideas, those might be able to be learned from before Matan Torah. But hardcore halachas, that is afterwards. Again, let's continue, and then if at the end we have time, we'll go back to review some of those marmikomos about Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. But now, for now, let's continue. Pshita, says the Gemara, Yichalo aviv bayis va'aliyah, if the father builds him a house, right, for the son to get married, and also an upstairs, bayis kana, aliyah lo kana. He only gets the downstairs. The aliyah is extra. What does he need the upstairs for? That's considered a separate apartment. He doesn't give that to the son. Bayis v'yachsadra, what about if it's a house and a porch? Like a porch in front of it, like merpeset, mahu? Stay, but, because, why is that worse? Because even if you say the aliyah is not his, this porch, you walk through the porch to get to the house. So maybe you say you gave that too. Or, shtei batim zelef nimizu. What if it's just one, it's two rooms, what we would call. So, teku. So all those cases are unanswered. Meisvei. So, teku, so whose hand is al ha'alyona here? Whose hand is al ha'alyona? Who's that most mechaver al avaraya? Is it the kanad rabbana to give it to the son? But there's the suffix if he gave it. So I think that we shown him say with the Ritva. The Ritva says in all of these cases of Teku, the Chomai the Salik Teku, Yad HaBen Ala Tachtona. The son is Ala Tachtona. Why? Because it's Muchsak for the father. The father built it. So therefore, Yad HaBen Ala Tachtona. Meisvei, what about this case? Yichalo Aviv Bayis V'Klei Bayis. Klei Bayis Kana, Bayis Lo Kana. I look at this case. If the father gives is miyachi, designates a house and furnishings, the son only gets the furnishings and not the house. What do you mean? I thought the house was automatic. Amar b'yirmiyach gon shaya otzaro shalavim munach sham. No, the father uses the house for storage. If the father uses the house at all himself, then it's not niknet to the son. Nahar da yamri afilu shuv chadiyoni. Even if he just keeps some of his pigeons there. That also is considered usage of the father. Rav Yehuda v'Rav Papi Amri, afilu atzitza d'harsana, even if he just puts a little cup of fried fish in there, that's also considered usage. Marzutra, and also, Marzutra ansevi lebrei, Marzutra married off his son, v'talei sanzali, hung up a shoe. He hung up a shoe in the house, just to show, to be megala, that he's not giving this house to the son. Rav Ashi, nasvi lebrei, v'tala ashisha d'mishcha. He also hung up an ashisha d'mishcha, which is a cup of oil. So all these cases are megala das, that he didn't give it to his, he did not give it to his son. There is an interesting discussion of talking about, you know, if I leave anything in there, so it doesn't belong. There is an Arizal that's quoted by some Kabbalistic sources. An Arizal, an Achronim quote this Arizal, that if somebody moves out of his permanent house, he should not return there for 7 years. It's quoted from Sefer HaGilgulim, and the Chida quotes this in Yosef Ometz, one of his Tshuva Sfarim, they shouldn't return there for 7 years. So we generally, it's not quoted in Halachic Sfarim, even Sfarim that quote many of the Arizals do not quote this, that's why this is not so common. but commonly known. But the Chida writes in Yosef Ometz, we don't understand why this is. But 2 points. Number one, you see from our Gemara that this only means if you leave your house permanently, if you leave anything in the house, what do you see from here? Then you're not being masalik yourself. So even if you want to be machmer for this Arizal, as long as anything's left in the house, let's say somebody moves somewhere, they're trying it out. Right? So if you leave stuff in the previous house, that's not considered moving out. Right? Based on this Gemara, as long as you leave something. Number two, other Achron of the San, the Divrei Chaim writes, Sanzer, that this halacha totally, you know, maybe it was written for those who are on a very high, different kind of level than we know of Bizman Hazeh. And therefore, you know, that's why we haven't heard of this. It's not quoted by anybody, because we have a lot more to be machmed for. Let's work on everything else first, and then after that, maybe we'll worry about these Arizals that are only quoted by the Kabbalistic sources. Okay. Weiter. This is not talking about Yerusha. No, these are not talking about Yerusha, these houses. Continuing. Amar Mer Zutra. Hani Tlas Mili Shaveni Rabbana Gilzabal Taima. Famous. My Zutra says these following three items are Takana Durabanan without reasons. They're laws without reasons. As we're going to see, the Rishonim will say they do have some kind of reason to it. But the reason that they exist are not purely based on the reason. Chada ha, one is this, that you always give it, you give the house to the son. And the Rishonim point out, it's not so crazy because it's based on the Gemiras Das, right? He wants to give his son. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Zechiyah Matana. The Rambam writes, "V'dvarim elu kahalacha she'en latam v'nagu chachamim b'davar zeh." Literally, the chachamim were nogeya. They touched this. Me'om den adas she'merov simchaso v'ahavaso gamar v'hikneo abayis. Because he loves it and his son so much. He's so besimcha, he gives him the house. Right? We're very generous when we're in great moods. So it's helpful to build a time up, but there is a little bit of a time. So Echadaha, Idach, what's the other one we had earlier? Damar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Hakosev Gorachasev Leishta Lo Aso El Abutrapa. If a person gives all his achasim to his wife, we could assume that he really didn't want to do that. He was just making her an aputrapis. He wanted the children to give her covet, and therefore he makes her in charge, and therefore they'll give her covet. So again, that's a reason. Again, that's a taima. So again, it's not totally below taima. And number three, idach de amarav manali biyadcha taneo leploni b'mamit shlashtan kana. The sugi of mamit shlashtan. What's mamit shlashtan? You have money of mine. Reuven has money. Reuven and Shimon are standing in front of me. Reuven has money of mine. I say, Reuven, give it to Shimon. Right? Instead of paying me back, give it to him. Or you, Reuven, or you're watching. You have my watch. You're holding on to my watch as a pikadon. I say, you know what? Give the watch to Shimon. That's called my mishlashton, the kinyan of all three standing there. It automatically goes to the other person. That's the kinyan. There was no kinyanim done. How did Shimon get it? I said it in front of all the important parties. That's good enough. Look at the bottom Rashbam. My mishlashton, nifkad, umafkid, umikabel, matana. All three are in there. Kana, kach, tiknu chachamim. Why? Lefi shadavar tadirhu. It's common to do this. Bein abrios, right? Similar in that way too. Situmta, if you remember the handshake. Anytime this is the, but that already there's a maisa, there's a handshake. But here or whatever the rule, whatever the minag is. But here too, this is very common. Velo es kiku chachamim lahaknos bekinyanu beedim. Chachamim did not require him to make it with a kinyan or with edim. Achronim wonder what that last word is talking about. There's no kinyan that ever has to be with edim, except maybe chalipin, which we had earlier in Daf Mem. But Meshicha, Chazaka, you only need Eidim if you want it as a Raya Shabo. So what's the Rashbam adding? Why Eidim? Kinyan, you're right. That's the rule. You can do it even without a Kinyan. How Maimon Shlushtan works is a beautiful lumdis in the Achronim. The Primosha discusses this. That, right, there's Machlokas. Can he be Chozerbo from a Maimon Shlushtan? What if he wants to retract? Can he be Chozerbo from a Maimon Shlushtan? Is this like selling a shtar chov and then being mochel the shtar chov? That you're allowed to do, Shmuel says. So the lumdis is, as the Primoshe explains it, by my mishlashtan, is it that I am giving the other party a zechus tviya? He has a zechus to be toveya it. It's really still mine, but I'm giving it a zechus tviya. That's the lesser way of saying it. Or do I say no? What's my mishlashtan? He is becoming me. He is, as we've been talking about, kam tachas, right? He is going into my shoes. So that's the machlokas rishonim. Could you be chozer bo? According to the first approach, that I'm giving him a zchus tviya, so I can retract. It's not yours yet. Just like if I sell a shtar chov, we're going to have it in a few days. If I sell a shtar chov and then I'm mochalit, I'm a bad guy, but I could do it. I could do it because it's still connected to me. So too, if I sell a zchus tviya, that's what you can be chozer bo. But if I say no, I'm make the takana drabanan is that he's me. I can't be chozer bo because now he's me. He owns it. He is the Baal Dover. That is one nafkamina that's based on the word. This second approach is based on the words of the Pnei Yoshua in Gittin and Daf Yud Gimel. That's the main sugi in Shas for Maimon Shlashtan, Gittin Daf Yud Gimel. And he quotes the Pnei Moshe here explaining the Pnei Yoshua. To muhach b'nei Pnei Yoshua, sha'geder b'aybid shlashtanu, t'chachamim tiknu, sha'kone omeid b'makam abaylam, v'chol adinim sheyesh l'rishon alachefetz m'kabal asheni. The shomer is watching it, and I say, give it to him now. Now you're his shomer. What do you mean? I don't want to be a shomer. Tough luck. Because he's me, and you're guarding, so you're guarding it for him now. Right? That is that. Another nafkamina. Can you do my mishlashon on a davar she'eino bershuscha? Right? What about if you were kofer, that you have my pikadon? Okay, you're alive. You know what? I'm giving it to him anyway. One day you'll admit. Is that Bershusi? Once you denied it, when the Shomer has it, or by something that's Guzzle. So can you do it by Darashin and Bershusa? So again, if it's Zchus Tviya, I could give you a Zchus Tviya, even though it's not in my Rishus. Whenever I get it, you have the Zchus to be Toveya it. The Ksos discusses this in Simon Kufzad Dalet. But if it's really, I'm making you me, just like I have this, now I'm giving it to you, then you can't do that unless you have it. You can transfer a Zchus Tviya easily, but you can't transfer Mamish becoming me easily. So again, these are a number of the nafkamina based on my mishloshen and exactly what is happening. Big sugya, important sugya. Okay? Now we go on. Says the Mishnah, Achen Ashutfin, Shenafal Achen Me'en Lo'umnis. Again, the party of brothers who did not split up the estate yet, and one of them is called for umnis. As we'll see, this means the government. The government calls him to do work, and he has to spend some of the money, so nafala emsa, so they all got to chip in for that. Or, let's say they make a profit. So also, they all get it, because it's the government, and therefore, it's nothing to do with this kid specifically. Right? The Rashbam says, umnis hamelach. Or, but, chala v'nisrapa, what if he was sick and he gets healed? Nisrapa mishal atzma, he's got to pay his own health expenses. As we'll talk about in the Gemara, when does that take place? So, tana. Hi, omnis, lo omnis amelech. Omnis in the Mishnah, we're talking about omnis amelech, and that's why he split up to amongst everybody. Tanu Rabbanon, Echem and Achim Sheminu, Gabai. If one of the Achim was appointed a Gabai here means a tax collector, or Pol Mustis is a type of a policeman or something, for somebody for the government, Imachmas Achim, if it's because of the brothers, that one of the brothers has got to do it. So La Achim, they all bear the burden. Either of the expenses, or they get the profit. But Imachmas Atzmo, if this son has something special, he's a real strong guy, that's why they're taking him, or something like that, then La'atzmo, then he gets it himself. Imachmas La'achem Pshita, of course, if it's from the brothers, if the brothers altogether have to send a representative, so isn't that obvious? So Lo Tzricha D'charv Tvei. No, let's say he's the real brain. He's a very smart. So Ma'adatema Churfei D'garim Le. You might say he was only taken because of his brain, he was taken for intelligence. Kamash Malan, still you say no. If it's somebody from the brothers would have had to go, so you could assume it's a brother's thing, and therefore they all have to chip in and bear the brunt. Tana Rabbanon, Ech Menachem Shenotol Masayim Zuz, Lil Mo Torah, Lil Amid Umnis. If one of the brothers took 200 Zuz to learn Torah or to go learn a trade, Yechol and Achen Lo Marlo, the brothers could tell him, hey, you're leaving? You can't take a portion unless you're here. If you're not here, forget it. The Ramuk Yosef says, what's the chiddush of lo motar lamid umnis, even if it's for a dvar mitzvah? Umnis is a dvar mitzvah. Right, learning a trade is a dvar mitzvah. Right, everything has to be put in the right context. Right, the Gemara Kiddushin, the father has to teach the son a trade. A trade! Halacha l'maisa! That's quoted in the Gemara. You have to teach your son a trade. That means he has to be able to support himself. Right? When he gets married and he signs the ksuba, and he does the kinyan for the ksuba, as we mentioned, the ksuba says he's going to support his wife. Right? So everybody has to have some type of skill. V'lisvulei, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But obviously, there are certain yechidei skula that should be, right? The world is a stand on their learning. But in general, that's not for the hamon am. V'lisvulei, kal hecha de'isa. So what if the brother leaves? Why can't he take money from wherever he is? Somewhere else in the world. Give it to him wherever he is. Messiah, Rav Huna. This is a proof to Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna. Birchas Abayis Baruba. No, when there are a lot of people in the house, there's more bracha in the house. So therefore, that's why if he's not around, he's not contributing. Right, there's more people to do the chores, there's more people to be with each other. One might say there's more sibling rivalry, but if that's a good thing, but that's Berachas Abayis Baruba. But let's fill the Berachas Abayis. Okay, so why don't you just deduct that? Why don't you deduct that? He's out of the house, so whatever the difference, deduct the difference. Hachanam, you're right, deduct the difference. Chalob, and it's Rabbi Mishalatzmo. The Mishnah said if he got sick, he's got to pay for it himself. Shalach Rabbi Mishnah, the Rabbi Lalo, Shanu, Elo, Shachalob, Ipshia. That's only if he got sick because of his own fault. He went outside without a coat in a place where there's cold weather. Aval, Ba'ones, Nisrabim, and Emsa. But if he just got sick, Mamish, Ba'ones, that he doesn't have to pay his own bills, that he could take from the estate. Hey, Chidami, Pshia, what's Pshia? Kid Rabbi Chanina, we could have a whole shiur on the next line. Dami Rabbi Chanina, Hakol B'dei Shamayim, Chutz B'Sinim U'Pachim. Everything is B'dei Shamayim except for Tzinim U'Pachim, cold, and Tzinim Pachim is our Girsa. Other Gemara says Tzinim U'Pachim. Means cold. Kid Shenemar, Tzinim Pachim, B'derech Ike Shomer Nashi Yichak Mehem. Right, if you have cold thorns on a crooked path, somebody who guards his nefesh should be marchik from them. Does this literally mean cold? Does it mean any stumbling block? That's 2 days in the Reshbam. Tosfos says 2 points. Number one, Tosfos, an important Tosfos, Tibraskal HaKol. What does it mean, Tzidim U'Pachim? It means any external problem. Pirish. What does it mean, B'dei Shemayim? Any external problem. Pirish. Aryeh V'Ganvi. Habam Al-Adam. Lions and tigers and bears. Right? And robbers. That's b'dei shemayim. Hakol nigzer b'dei shemayim. Avot tzinim pachim. Mizeh lo nigzer alav klum. Klomar yichol l'shmar. But if it's cold, wear a coat outside. So that the chiluk is from the outside or what a person does himself. Avot vadai, as Tosfos, im rotzel la'abed atzmo be'esh o b'nahar, yachol la'abed atzmo, avot pish lo nigzer klum. Says Tosfos, even though there's no gzera from shemayim, right, usually if somebody's going to be hurt, if somebody's going to be killed, Rachman Allah Sanasol Kamina Shemayim. But what a person does to himself, that he's doing to himself. There's no such gzeira, says Tosfos. And that's not B'dei Shemayim. Ma'abi Atzmo Rachman Allah Sanasol, that's not B'dei Shemayim. Rabbi Chanan takes issue with this. Rabbi Chanan, at the end of Kovetz Ha'aretz, he has a few pages on Dugma'os Lebi'urei Agados Al Derech HaPshat. Basically, like 5-6 pages on the Agadatas in the Gemara. So there, in Simin Zayin, he quotes this Tosfos and he says, "I don't understand. Everything's b'dei shamayim. Everybody's bechira chashis. Fine, but still, I think even b'dei atzmo is nigzar. Not that you don't have free choice, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows also. Lula divrei ma'efshal lomar de'in shum chiluk bein atzmo la'acher to kamo. Just like a person can't kill somebody else unless it was nigzar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too himself." Even if there's a gzera, the people involved have free choice, therefore they're going to be taken to task. Where do you see this from? Ramban, Brisbane Abasarim, right? Dananochi, right? I'm gonna judge Ramban, that I'm gonna judge the Mitzrayim. Why are they gonna judge the Mitzrayim? They're just doing what they were supposed to do. So the Rambam says each person could have said, no, I'm not gonna do it, let them do it. Says the Rambam, what do you mean? Rav Hashem says it, they should jump to do it. The Rambam says, no, they did worse. They did worse than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. But it was all the Gzeira. It happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they should do worse so it would be 210 instead of 400. Doesn't matter. That was the Gzeira, and even if a person takes part in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gzeira, still, one will be taken to task for that. The Arachayim HaKadosh, we mentioned in a Parsha Shir last year, Parshas Vayeshev, a radical Arachayim HaKadosh. Right, what does he say? He says, when they threw Yosef into the pit, he says, famous Kasha, there were snakes and scorpions in there. So what is there is between if they kill him versus the snakes and scorpions? So says the Arachayim HaKadosh, because when snakes and scorpions kill Yosef, that's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realm. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Yosef to die at that moment, he'll protect him. But in terms of a person killing somebody else, says that's in a person's Bechira Chashis. So that's against even what Tosfos says. We have three shitas. The Rebbe Chanan says everything is b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Machlokas in philosophy. Everything is b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if a person kills himself. Tosfos is mechalik between other people killing and a person killing himself. The Arachayim HaKadosh, the Parashat Vayeshev, says no. Even a person killing somebody else is, so to speak, it's very hard for us to accept such a, right? The Ramban writes by Bez in Parashat Shoftim, the Bez will never put somebody to death unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it in, wanted it to occur. Even Kasher Zom Lo Kasher Asa, it must have been meant to happen. This is a very important, philosophical discussion, exactly, these issues, but you have Tosfos, you have Rabbi Chanan, and you have the Arachayim HaKadosh in Vayeshev. I'll end with one story, and then we'll start the Mishnah tomorrow, and that is, they say Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, when he was in Siberia, they once made him walk through the snow barefoot. And he lifted up his eyes to heaven, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says in the Gemara, HaKol B'nei Shemayim Chutz Misinim U'Pachim. Right, so we're supposed to protect ourselves, Sinim U'Pachim, we have to protect ourselves, everything else out of our hands. But you know what? Sometimes Sinim U'Pachim are out of our hands too. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, it's out of our hands. So please, you have to protect us. And it says that many of those with him became seriously ill, but Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky didn't even catch a cold, teaching everyone the Koach HaTfilah. Right, that's Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky about this Gemara. Okay, we'll start tomorrow about Sheshbinin. Sheshbinin, the sugya of Sheshbinin, sending presents to Chasanim and getting something in return.